It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. Continuing on this morning, joining me in the studio now is Nate Heffron, Negaunee City Manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. We've been wanting to talk to you a little bit to make sure people know about what's going on in Negaunee with the ballot proposal that has to do with the ice arena. That's why you are here with me this morning, because you have taken steps to put some more information out there. What's available? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so we just sent out some flyers to all the residents in the city of Negaunee, because of the ones will be deciding on whether we're going to have this bond proposal pass and invest this money into the ice arena.
What is in that mailing? Because I know you sent me a copy of it, but if people, they didn't get it, what is in it?
Yeah, so there's the ballot language. It talks about our objectives and goals with this project, how much money we're going to be raising, talks about some other things like, how much am I going to pay if this thing passes?
That's a good question. Let's talk about the proposal itself. Give everybody sort of the nutshell of what's going to be looked at. What are you looking to get, and what's it going to go for?
Yeah, sure. We're looking to hopefully raise less than half of a mil. It's $1,250,000, and that's going to be for a two-phase project. First and foremost is going to be replacing the chiller. That's what needs to be put in so we can have ice. Then we're looking at some other overarching improvements to the facility, like a dehumidifier, which could extend the season, make the ice better to maintain.
You, as a city manager and as a city crew and staff, I should say, have been looking to really actively put this information out in front of people. You've had public meetings, or public sessions rather, at the ice arena itself with tours and showing some of the things. Why is this so important that you're taking these extra steps to make sure the voters are fully informed?
Well, the biggest thing is to dispel any rumors or mistruths of what's happening out there, what we're going to spend the money on. Did we take care of the ice arena? Did we not take care of the ice arena? You know, how much am I going to pay? People want to be informed when they go to the ballot box. It's not just that project sounds great. It will cost some money. And we just want to make sure folks are informed so they can make the best decision for their community as possible.
They will be going to the polls in early May, but you are already getting ballots out, aren't you, for absentee and early voting?
Absolutely, yeah. So elections in the last 5-6 years have changed drastically, where different rules are now applying, where people can vote earlier or absentee is easier for folks. So it kind of throws everybody on a little edge here, because like before, you could wait almost up to the election to get information out to people. Now you really have to get out there early.
We're talking with Nate Heffron here today, Negaunee City Manager. This is why you're putting this out. You put this out in the mailers that went out to everybody that are city residents. You're also getting the word out here with us this morning that this is available if people have questions. If the bond proposal does not pass, may the ice arena itself end up having to close?
Absolutely. That's probably what's going to happen. It's only because the chilling unit cannot be fixed any longer, and there's another motherboard or computer, a brain that tells it how to operate. That cannot be replaced either.
Why is that important? Why does that matter? What's the big deal if the ice arena closes?
Well, I guess for some people, it'd be a really big deal. They've invested a lot of time and energy in it. It's attractive element to our community. Brings in business. It brings in value to the community. The more things we have for community members to take part in, the more our community can come together and take advantage of things, more attractive our community is for investment, things of that nature.
So with this information that you're putting forth, is there a way that people can get this, in particular this flyer or this information that went out as a mailer? Maybe they didn't get it, or they want to pass it on to somebody that's going to be voting on. Do you have it in a digital format, or can they pick up copies? Can you get them to them? What's the word with all of that?
Yeah, so the easiest way, if you have Facebook, and I know some younger kids don't out there have that, but old people like me, we have Facebook. So the city has a Facebook site. You can go on there with all the up-to-date information, or you can go to cityofnegaunee.com, where we have that right on our front page that talks about the ice arena bond proposal.
Well, I know it's been very important for you as city manager to get this info out. We've been happy to have you on to talk about it. I think we'll get you back sometime before the election to remind everybody once again, but the ballots are going out, so absentee and early voting is already underway, or will be soon here.
Absolutely. I believe we are probably about a week and a half into early voting. So folks are getting this is the only thing that's on the ballot. So it's be pretty fast and easy to fill that out.
Nate Heffron with me in the studio this morning. Best of luck with all of this. He is the city manager, City of Negaunee. We're talking about the bond proposal to keep the ice arena going in Negaunee and make some updates. Best of luck. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. If you missed any of this interview with Nate, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.